let's go straight to somebody else now. In fact, because Solange is here with the press review. She is starting off today with that meeting yesterday between Emmanuel Macron and Olaf Scholz here in Paris for the 60th anniversary of the Elysee Treaty.
Yes, indeed. True friendship. That is how the German paper Rheinische Post describes the meeting in a tribute to the long alliance between France and Germany. But the paper also refers to the tensions between the two leaders, especially of late. Or as Die Zeit puts it, Paris and Berlin are inseparable friends with different interests, namely in regard to energy. Now, as for the French press, L'Opinion, its view says that the nations are, quote, like two souls in the same body. But it adds that, like all old couples, they have to reinvent the spark from time to time. And in following with this theme of couples, you have, for Libération Coco, their illustrator, has Macron and Scholz waiting for couples therapy.
Now, one of the main divergences, Solange, of course, of late between France and Germany has been how to support Ukraine, isn't it?
Yeah, for Le Figaro, it is Russian poison that is testing the Franco-German alliance and thus marginalizing the glue or the cement of this foundational friendship that has helped create Europe. It is not just France, though, that is expressing disgruntlement and frustration with Germany. As the Wall Street Journal notes, Berlin's hesitating on whether to send Leopard tanks to Kyiv has created a rift with many NATO countries. It says the tanks have become, quote, a political symbol of whether Europe is willing to back Ukraine enough for the win. If Germany won't play ball, then Poland will. That's what Politico writes of the Polish Prime Minister's vow to find ways to get its German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine if Germany won't provide them themselves. And Germany's foreign minister has actually said that it will not block Poland from doing this. So as we see in Blower's cartoon, this may be a way to figuratively get around the issue by changing the spots of the Leopard tanks, in figuratively changing the spots so as to circumvent a Scholz blockade.
Now for another rift, if you like, between nations. This one's different, though. It's between Paris and Burkina Faso, as I mentioned in the news, the presence of French troops in the country to fight jihadists.
Yeah, as Le Parisien tells us, the Burkinabe Information Agency has said that the junta has decided that French soldiers are to leave within a month. Now, the paper says that this has created much surprise, and it also has a deja vu quality to it, a tinge of sorts, with similarities being drawn with what happened in Mali. For the Guinean site, the Jelly, though, there is no surprise here whatsoever. It says that this is just a logical step in a chaotic relationship. It writes that France has always had its, quote, interests and its interests alone at heart in regard to its former colonies. That's from the Jelly. Now, for the Burkina-based paper, Le Pays, it says that this rebuke is a rejection of the, quote, paternalistic, hegemonic, and ambivalent politics of Paris towards Ouagadougou.
Now, to a harrowing story, which is coming out of the UK.
Yeah, according to The Observer, dozens of children are being kidnapped by gangs in the UK and trafficked across the country. The children are asylum seekers housed in hotels run by the Home Office, the Interior Ministry. The kids are bundled into cars, never to be found or heard from again. The Observer, which is actually The Guardian's Sunday sister paper, says another hotel is also has an average, they say, of 10% of their kids disappearing. Now, currently, 79 children remain unaccounted for, and according to the whistleblower of the story, the Home Office knew this and ignored repeated warnings from the police. There's currently a call for an inquiry into just how many kids have disappeared.
U.S. for this next one, thousands of people marching across the country yesterday.
Yeah, Sunday would have been the 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, the nationwide right to abortion in the U.S. To mark the non-anniversary, since it was reversed by the Supreme Court last June, thousands of women protested across the nation. The U.S. is still reeling from that reversal, Vox tells us, with the next legal battle being about medical pills for abortions. Now, one of the votes that reversed the Roe v. Wade precedent was Brett Kavanaugh's. And the Washington Post tells us a new secret documentary has just been aired at Sundance about how the FBI didn't follow up on tips about Kavanaugh and his sexual assault allegations against him. Now that the documentary is being aired, even more tips are coming in.
Finally from Solange, something a little lighter, something a little yummier, something a little rounder as well.
Yes, very round. Well, depending on how you cut it, I guess. Slate tells us a man has tracked where he bought and ate pizza in New York over a number of years, and he's now shared his review of the 464 slices with other New Yorkers. Now, sticking with this pizza theme, the Daily Mail has an article as well telling us that, thanks to a publicity stunt, Pizza Hut has managed to break the world record of the largest pizza. It is some 13,000 square meters in size, or the equivalent, as we see here, of 68,000 slices of pizza. After a two-day wait from the Guinness World Records for confirmation, the slices were given to charity.
68,000.